Welcome back to our training camp preview, 2014 Miami Dolphins. It's our second installment, so we're going to look at the defensive line. John, you leave the defensive end position if we start on the outside. Arguably the strongest position on the roster when you look at Cam Wake, Olivier Vernon, Deion Jordan entering his second year, and of course Derek Shelby. This is a really strong unit.
Size, speed, athleticism. I think everything you look for in a defensive end package the Miami Dolphins have, and it starts with Cam Wake, the perennial Pro Bowler. He had 8.5 sacks last year. He was slowed by a knee injury, but he made spectacular plays for the Miami Dolphins. I think when you think of Cam Wake last season, the safety against the Cincinnati Bengals in overtime, that's the one you always remember. His speed coming off the edge, being able to defeat one-on-one blocking, and being able to maybe defeat even more than that on certain occasions. So he's a guy that needs to play well in 2014. Olivier Vernon, I mean, he had a career year last year, 11.5 sacks for OV. I think he matured, much like you would want to from year one to year two. He was the beneficiary of a lot of sacks coming to him, but still give OV a lot of credit. He worked on his body, he worked on his craft. He has multiple moves now from that defensive end spot, and we're hoping that translates into Deion Jordan in year number two. I think we've seen a bigger body in Deion Jordan in the offseason. I think that's going to bode well for him. And Kevin Coyle, the defensive coordinator, maybe being able to insert him on multiple packages defensively from the defensive end spot, from the linebacker spot. Wherever you can see 95 on defense, I think Kevin Coyle is going to try to do that. And then Derek Shelby, a guy that really goes under the radar. He just does his job, and he does it at a high level. He's one of those consistent players for the Miami Dolphins coming off the edge.
Yeah, the defensive side of the ball will be fascinating to see what that rotation looks like with all those talented players that John just talked about. All right, let's move inside. Paul Soliai departs via free agency. Earl Mitchell comes in from the Houston Texans to team with Jared Odrick and Randy Starks, a formidable group up there in the middle.
We just got a lot more athletic at the tackle position. I think that's the most important thing you're going to notice from the Miami Dolphins. Really in the front seven, the team speed is going to be much better in 2014 than it was last year. Randy Starks, everybody knows what he brings to the table. He can push the pocket from the inside. He can also get off a blocker and make tackles. Jared Odrick, really a leaner Jared Odrick coming into 2014, but that doesn't mean his numbers will diminish. I believe he'll still have a stellar season this year. And then Earl Mitchell, the free agent coming over from the Houston Texans. He provides huge speed up front. He can run sideline to sideline. He was primarily used as a nose tackle, an undersized nose tackle. So I think at the three technique, he will thrive in Kevin Coyle's defense this year.
All right, we've mentioned a lot of guys who are well-established players in the league. Any other names to look for, younger guys in this defensive line?
I would pay particular attention to A.J. Francis. He was a guy that the Miami Dolphins staff was very high on last year. He put on a lot of bulk, a lot of muscle, and I think that's going to bode well for him this season. He'll find a spot, he should find a spot, somewhere in that rotation. Two other guys, though, the seventh-round draft choice from Marist, Terrence Bidet. He shows very good athleticism, and he shows good speed, good foot speed, good hand speed, just doesn't have the experience. He might be a practice roster guy, but could challenge and could push for some playing time. And then Anthony Johnson, he was the undrafted free agent from LSU. He had a terrific offseason in OTAs and minicamp, and I look for him to get a lot of playing time in the preseason to see if he can make this team.
And all three of those guys as well, I don't know if it's a coincidence, have big, fun personalities. So it'll be
all
interesting
great guys.
To see how those guys fight for a spot on this Dolphins roster. All right, up next, we're going to go from the defensive line to the offensive line. That'll be our next preview.